If you're interested in attending Catholic worship, come consider the 10 o'clock a.m. Mass at St. Anthony Parish in Allston, Massachusetts. We're located just four blocks up from Soldiers Field Road at 43 Holton Street. You can check out our website at stanthonyallston.org. That's stanthonyallston.org. And come to the 10 o'clock Mass and experience our chanted Liturgy of the Eucharist every Sunday. Let us offer our consecration to the Lord. Lord, we offer up to you this day, and we ask that your name be glorified as we are in the middle of the work week, which is before Christmas. Let us be filled with your Spirit as we do the last things we need to do during this week before the celebration of Christmas, and let us come to recognize that you call us to a whole new way of looking at the world, a whole new way of understanding how the world works, and that your hand is in all of it. And we ask this through Christ our Lord. Well, today we're looking at the very famous reading from Isaiah. And we're also looking at the Annunciation, which we see in the Gospel, which is the visitation of Gabriel visiting Mary and telling her that she will bear a son and that she has been found favor with God. And all of this, we understand. So we're seeing this powerful reality in the Gospel, but we're looking at also the first reading, which comes to us from the seventh chapter of Isaiah. Now, remember what I taught you before. There's three Isaiahs. There's Isaiah from 1 through 39, which is Isaiah. It's all part of the book of Isaiah. The second one is called Deutero-Isaiah, which is 40 to 55. And then the third part, the final part, is, if I say this word, Tertero Isaiah means third, Isaiah the third. I'll just say it in English. It makes it easier. So there you have the three parts of Isaiah. And remember, they come from three different times. So we believe that the first 39 chapters were actually written by either Isaiah or close associates of him in his community. Then we believe the second part was written by someone else as under the name of Isaiah about 100 years later. Not so much like a fake Isaiah or anything else. It's just it falls into Isaiah, and many scripture scholars believe this came 100 years later during the Babylonian exile. And so the third part is after that. So this part we're looking at, this reading, comes to us from the first from Isaiah himself. We're looking at roughly, and it's so hard to do this, the end of the 8th century, which would look like the beginning of the 700s. So the end of the 8th century, beginning of the 7th century. But remember, because it goes backwards, the numbers are backwards. So it would be roughly around 701, roughly. I mean, it's not literally necessarily that specific year. 701 to 699. And remember what's happened at that point. As I said earlier, Judah has just recovered from not being conquered by the Assyrians. Israel is gone. It has been conquered by the Assyrians. And now Isaiah is speaking to the people of both kingdoms who are there to tell them there will come this time that this great salvation will happen. And so we have the story of the Lord speaking to Ahaz. And that's where he says that there will be a woman about to bear a son who is with child. And actually, the term that's used here is the young woman, but you may remember that the original term is the virgin, and that's an important consideration. A virgin about to bear a son, and she shall name him Emmanuel, which means God is with us. And we recognize that from the time Jesus arrives on the earth, we have God is with us. We have that. First of all, a lot of people will say what we would call the Old Testament right up until the Gospel times is the time of God the Father. Then you have God the Son during the gospel times, and then after that, God the Holy Spirit. But once Jesus comes, we have this reality of God with us, first in Jesus, and then his ascension, and the Holy Spirit comes and continues to be with us. So it's a very powerful, powerful reality that we're seeing here. And this is what is recognized here, this reading from Isaiah. Now, I'm going to tell you, a lot of us priests do not like the current translation of the New American Bible Revised Edition. And if you look, the passage says that a young woman pregnant is about to bear a son, shall name him Emmanuel. That is the translation that in other Bibles we all recognize, the virgin shall bear a son and shall name him Emmanuel. So I don't like this translation yet again. So I just want to let you know, this is the passage that you know, the virgin shall be with child and shall name him Emmanuel. So that is the same version. We're going to be right back right after this. You're listening to St. Anthony Overnight as part of the Voice of St. Anthony Parish from Allston, Massachusetts, right here on WEZE. We'll be right back. You know, I have a suggestion for you. If you ever want to attend Mass at St. Anthony Parish in Allston, you're welcome to our 10 o'clock a.m. Mass every single Sunday. And remember, that's our chanted Mass. So if you're looking for a church to call home and you weren't sure about how to go about experiencing St. Anthony here in Allston, this standing invitation allows you to do just that. Now, what I'm going to encourage you to do is to come to the 10 o'clock Mass. And remember, you might say, well, what do I do during the collection? Because I don't want to just appear hands hanging, as that expression goes. I have nothing to offer. Well, here's what I'm going to ask you to do. Write the word radio down on a piece of paper. That's all. Just write the word radio down on a piece of paper. Put that into the collection. Now, that only goes for St. Anthony Parish in Allston. So if you bring that to any other parish, they're going to go, or any other church, they're going to, what in the world is this? So remember that. Just do that. St. Anthony Parish in Allston. And if you currently don't call a local parish home and you want to sit in on a Sunday Mass, this standing invitation is for you. So come on down to St. Anthony Parish, 43 Holton Street, Allston, Massachusetts, 02134. Conveniently located just a stone's throw away from Soldiers Field Road and the Mass Pike. So anyway, we're back to this powerful message where, and there was a little break there that you didn't hear that I did, and I looked it up. And sure enough, this is the verse where they say, the virgin shall be with child, but this version of the New American Bible Revised Edition says the young woman. Sorry, I disagree intensely with that, because that's the important point. The virgin will be with child, and she will bear a son, and she will name him Emmanuel. So, by the way, by reading that passage, I didn't read to you the passage from the New American Bible Revised Edition. I read as I remember it. So keep that in mind. There's a reason why I say that. And so Emmanuel means God with us. And as I said, God is always with us, and especially since Jesus. That's the whole point of Jesus coming. But one of the things to keep in mind, and this is an important message, first of all, as Catholics, we believe that Christ is present not only in the Eucharist, and is in present in the Eucharist, that is in the tabernacle. He is also so much trying to reach out to us that he offers us himself in communion. And Catholics, we believe this is the body and blood of Christ. Now, a certain thing to remember, you know, all the people who are like, this is the rule and you have to follow the rule and the whole bit, those people don't understand how to properly address this. And this is the way it is. There are people that saying certain people shouldn't receive communion. Well, let me give it to you. And they'll just, you should tell them not to receive communion. No, let me tell you how this works. If you feel that maybe there are teachings in the church that you absolutely refuse to accept and you aren't ready to accept them, I'm not talking about what color to use on the third Sunday of Advent. I'm talking about serious teachings in the church. For example, maybe our teaching on abortion or our teaching on marriage or whatever. And you're not ready to accept it by not receiving communion. Maybe you're not ready yet. That honors God as well. And I'm not saying you necessarily that, you know, don't take that decision lightly. Don't just say, oh, I better not because, you know, I don't believe, well, I better not because I don't like the version of the New American Bible that they're using at Mass. No, it doesn't count that way. Or I don't like some political statement the Pope made. No, it doesn't count that way. It's if you have, if there is Catholic teaching that you absolutely reject and you're not ready to receive communion, that's okay. That's fine. You don't, you know, it's better for you to say, I'm not ready to receive yet until I work out my understanding of this teaching or these teachings. And that honors God as well. And that's an important consideration. So, you know, these people turning around and say, you don't receive. Come on, give me a break. As a matter of fact, we're not allowed to do that in the Archdiocese of Boston. And they are allowed to do it in certain dioceses, and I disagree with that. But what we can do is teach what we're supposed to do. Don't just come out and say this is a rule. We come out and teach what actually is the Catholic faith, and also teach people if you're not ready to receive, or if you feel you have this intense breaking of your belief in what others believe by not receiving communion, you are honoring God. And one of the ways, at least at St. Anthony Parish, we do that. If you're not receiving communion, you can always come up with your hands crossed, and I'll be happy to give you a blessing. You'd have to see it. I can't really do it on radio. It's like doing a dancing show on radio. So anyway, you can ask for a blessing. I'll be more than happy to give it to you. So keep those things in mind and remember this powerful moment where we recognize that Isaiah is predicting that God is with us. We'll be back tomorrow. Have yourself a blessed day. I want to call your attention to Catholic TV, which offers great faith-filled, family-friendly programming 24 hours a day. You can find your cable channel at www.getcatholictv.com, and you can watch online on the free apps or check out the YouTube channel. Daily Mass, Rosaries, the Divine Mercy Chaplet, and the Our Lady of Perpetual Help Novena are all available online and on demand. Check out CatholicTV.com. Remember, when you're looking for a place to attend Mass, and if you don't already attend Mass at your local parish, come to St. Anthony Parish in Alston, Massachusetts. We're located at 43 Holton Street in Alston, just a few blocks up from Soldiers Field Road. And you can check us out, come to our 10 o'clock a.m. Mass, and come to experience our Catholic worship at St. Anthony Parish in Alston, Massachusetts.